Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast am I. Good evening at 5:10. This is Update for Thursday, 14th of March, 2024. From Manx Radio, 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news, we got sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates. And the newsmakers in person this evening. When will Summerhill View Care Home open? The island birth rate's down 43% over 12 years. The latest on the proposed offshore wind farm. Organised crime accused remanded to prison. And the Manx opera star Margaret Kirby has died.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Chanel Soku.
Fast am I. Emergency services are currently dealing with a one-vehicle road traffic collision on the Balasala Road near to St. Mark's. The road is passable with care. Seven men have been remanded at the Isle of Man prison after being accused of being involved in a drug trafficking operation. They appeared at Douglas Courthouse today. And an extremely rare Manx banknote has been sold for £24,000 at auction in London today. The £1 was the first ever to be issued in November 1882 with serial number 1. It is believed to be the only surviving note in existence. In international news, a RAF plane carrying the UK Defence Secretary allegedly had its GPS signal jammed by Russia. It was reportedly affected for about half an hour as it flew close to a Russian territory. Two boys have admitted animal cruelty after more than 20 animals were killed when an environmental college was broken into. Aged 11 and 12, they admitted causing unnecessary suffering to rabbits, snakes and birds in West London. And SpaceX has confirmed its Starship rocket has been lost after a successful launch into space. They say it was destroyed during re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere after blasting off from Texas. Those are your headlines. News at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Chanel from the Ronalds Way Met Office has still got that strong wind warning out in the North Arry Sea. State of sea moderate. And the weather, low cloud and mist with light rain on a lessening breeze through the night, down to 8 degrees. Fort Johenia, cloudy and wet to start to Friday, drying up afternoon with bright intervals in a moderate to fresh southwesterly, then a strong northwesterly up to 10 Celsius. Overnight minimum is 4 with light breezes and possible patchy frost in frost hollows. For Saturday, Jazan, dry with sunny intervals first thing, rain later on an increasing south or southeasterly, top temperatures 10 degrees. The sun sets at 22 minutes past 6 this evening. Low tide 20 to 9. High tide 27 minutes after 2 a.m. Sunrise 29 minutes before 7 tomorrow morning. And the morning low tide at 14 minutes to 9.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The Health and Social Care Minister says he won't bow to political expediency when it comes to opening the new Summerhill View Care Home. It had been hoped Manx Care will be able to staff and run it, but is currently looking at other options, claiming it would need a substantial amount of additional funding to do so. Laurie Hooper, MHK, told the House of Keys it'll open when the time's right.
The current forecast cost of the project provided by the Department of Infrastructure's Project Management Unit is £14,893,667. Summerhill View was handed over to the Department of Health and Social Care and then in turn to Manx Care under the existing licensing agreement on the 5th of February 2024. However, final fixtures and fitting work is still being undertaken, which is required to make the facility fully operational. Manx Care are engaged in a process to explore options for delivery of the service at Summerhill View, which may include a third-party provider. This process is well underway, but any move of residents and opening of the facility will need to be done in a gradual and safe manner. In the meantime, the Department and Manx Care are exploring options for services that may be able to be temporarily located within the facility. This is in order to ensure that the facility does not lay dormant while the process for opening it is completed. The department has sought Treasury approval for a supplementary vote for the additional sum of £2.3 million. As you'd expect, a nine-year period from the original business case, things will inevitably have changed. In terms of why the decision to run it differently has been explored, Manx Care are obliged to ensure they deliver all services as effectively and as efficiently as possible, and part of that process involves exploring various operating models for all of their services, especially when commissioning new facilities. In terms of the move from Reitner Bay, I think my primary concern and the primary concern Manx Care have is around the staff and residents of that facility. I would not want to rush Manx Care into moving people from Reitner Bay into a new facility based on what may be considered political expediency. The right thing to do is the right thing by those staff and by those residents in Reitner Bay. That move will be done at an appropriate time, managed appropriately by professionals, not by politicians in this Honourable House.
And Arbury Castle Town and Malou MH Gabriel says he believes his political colleague got the wrong end of the stick after being criticised for appearing to show support for a man jailed for stalking. The story from Tessa Hawley.
It follows the sentencing of Ramsey man Courtney Heading on Tuesday. The campaigner was sent to prison for 8 months after being found guilty of stalking the scientist who set up PCR testing on the island during the coronavirus pandemic. The court heard the 66-year-old had harassed Dr. Rachel Glover with incessant emails and tweets, some of which compared her to Nazi medics. Jailing Heading, High Bailiff James Brooks said it was hard to conceive a worse case of stalking short of physical contact. Now, following the sentencing, Southern MHK Tim Glover took to the social media platform X and, in a now-deleted post, tagged Heading, telling him he'd noted his recent posts about Abbotswood and adding, "Please take care." It led to an angry reaction from Ramsey MHK Alex Allinson, who responded by asking whether Mr. Glover had been hacked, or are you really using your position as an elected member of Tynwald to support and comfort a convicted extremist found guilty of stalking and harassment. Dr. Allinson later told Manx Radio he found Mr. Glover's remarks to be insulting to victims of these types of crimes, adding he felt the social media post was inappropriate. "I believe he should offer a full apology to Dr. Glover, who showed remarkable bravery and perseverance to bring this matter to court," Dr. Allinson added. In response to that, Mr. Glover told Manx Radio he gets inundated with messages from Heading and his supporters, and his tweet was aimed at them. He added, "Dr. Glover has shown remarkable bravery in standing up to this type of stalking, and I greatly admire her for doing so. I took my tweet down," said Mr. Glover, "as it was generating the wrong sort of heat, which I naively didn't expect." You can find the full story at manxradio.com.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster my, it's 22 minutes before 6. It suggested the cost of living could be a reason for the birth rate on the Isle of Man falling by 43% in just 12 years, despite Treasury saying it's significantly increased maternity and paternity benefits since 2022. Sophie Kenner from Castletown told Manx Radio she's not been able to expand her family because of rising costs.
"I would have loved to have given him a brother or sister. I never thought we would be a one-child family, but the cost is primarily what is putting us off having another child. I definitely think it comes down to childcare costs. I know people who are having to give up their jobs in order to look after their children, as it isn't cost effective to work. People that I know who are self-employed, that are having to go back to work when their babies are tiny in order to survive, and people who are taking unpaid time off work. I think because we are on our own, on paper, you're earning a decent wage, you should therefore be able to get by. But quite often, even now, middle earners are living sort of hand to mouth. People's weekly food shops are doubling, bills are just increasing constantly, childcare costs are constantly being increased. There's more money going out than there is coming in. I think it's affected us massively because people are not having the children because they can't afford to look after them, essentially. And there's the argument of children only cost as much as you want to spend on them. That's not true, because you need to feed it, clothe it, educate it, care for it. You can't even take them to the dentist for a checkup. You can't get them into the doctors. Just the general cost of everything and the lack of support.
Seven men have been remanded at the Isle of Man prison after after being accused of being involved in a drug trafficking operation. They all appeared at Douglas Courthouse today. The story from Siobhan Fletcher.
Six of the defendants have been charged with being part of an organised crime group responsible for trafficking drugs to the island and cash out of it between February and October last year. Appearing via live video link from custody were 42-year-old Dean McLeod of East Damwood Road in Liverpool, who's been charged with attempting to remove criminal property. 47-year-old Christian Mayers of Ashley Park in Onchan has been charged with being concerned in the production of cocaine and cannabis. 43-year-old John Bates of Clough Road in Liverpool faces the same OCG charge and five of removing criminal property. Appearing in person from custody were 32-year-old Aaron Paul Dickinson of Domain Road in Douglas, who's been charged with producing cocaine and cannabis and possession of the Class B drug with intent to supply. 57-year-old Colin Mark Richards of Approach Road in Ramsey is also accused of producing cocaine and cannabis to the island. And 24-year-old Liam David Skillicorn of Leneg Park in Douglas is charged with being concerned in the production of cocaine and cannabis. A seventh man, 41-year-old Dean Andrew Dowling of Tweedmere Close in Warrington, also appeared in court via live video link, accused of being concerned in the production of the two substances. The court has previously heard the investigation into the alleged OCG culminated in a police chase over the Slock in October last year. Bail applications for Mr. Skillicorn and Mr. Dickinson were refused by magistrates. All seven men are due to be committed to the Court of General Jail Delivery on the 23rd of May.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motor vessel Manxman departed Heysham at 3:15. She'll be into the bay just before 6 o'clock and onto the Linkspan just after 6. Departing this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure from Lancashire, 2:15 from Heysham, arriving in Douglas around 6 tomorrow morning. And Friday morning's departure from the Isle of Man, 8:45, motor vessel Manxman leaves Douglas, heading for Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The company X-Ocean has secured the contract for seabed data collection for the proposed Isle of Man offshore wind farm site. The story from Beth Espy.
It's anticipated geophysical surveys will start this month for up to 5 weeks using uncrewed surface vessels or USVs, which will assess potential cable routes. The proposed site is around 6 to 12 nautical miles off Mackled Head, an area leased to Ørsted by the Manx government in 2015. Ørsted held events last November to get feedback from the public on the plans and says it'll release a report in the next week summarising those responses along with a projected timeline for wind farm development. A postcard with a link to that report will be delivered to every household, they say, by the 18th of March. It adds extensive consultation and assessment phases are planned for this year, culminating in a planning application submission to government in 2025. The USVs will gather seabed data for optimal turbine and cable placement and, according to ExOcean, the vessels are designed for sustainability, efficiency and low carbon footprint, with durability for multiple project deployments. Development Director for Ørsted on the Isle of Man, John Galloway, has thanked those who provided community feedback and emphasised the importance of ongoing communication and updates throughout the project.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, shares in Vistry surged today after the UK house builder posted a jump in annual profits, unveiled another £100 million share buyback and forecast higher completions this year driven by strong demand. The company today posted a 23.2% rise in pre-tax profits of £304 million for the year to December. Vistry said it was on track to deliver strong growth in completions this year, targeting more than 17,500 units compared with just over 16,000 built a year ago. It added there'd been a notable pickup in demand from private rental sector providers in recent months. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. FC Barcelona and their iconic blue and maroon shirts are at a crossroads as the club is considering ending its 26-year relationship with Nike. The splits prompted debate within the sports industry on club-branded relationships. While Barca's contract with Nike doesn't end till 2028, the club's president, Joan Laporta, has accused Nike of breach of contract, and he said he's considering bringing team gear production in-house. Laporta estimates that Barca could double profits on shirt sales if it makes its own kits. Industry experts experts say the team needs to factor in supply chain development and related costs, so the club may end up signing a new deal with Puma or New Balance instead. Meanwhile, Adidas reported its first net annual loss in more than 30 years and said it may experience a sales decline in its North American market. This announcement comes as Adidas continues to sell off its Yeezy inventory following the collapse of its partnership with the rapper, formerly known as Kanye West.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower. The dollar inched higher, oil extended gains, and gold rose despite a hot US inflation print. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall. Closing in London, the FTSE 100 down 0.4%, 7,743. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over 0.1% at the close, 17,942. A short time ago, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.2%, 38,968. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index in New York down 0.25% at 16,138, and in Chicago the S&P 500 down 0.25% at 5,152. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 27.5 cents, €1 17.1 cents, and 23 South African rand 87.6 cents. In commodities, gold flat at $2,159 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 2.33% at $85.52.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300.
The international Manx opera star Margaret Kirfy has died. Looking back at her distinguished career, John Moss.
She was one of the great soprano voices, and she was from the Isle of Man, Margaret Kirfy, who grew up here and worked for many years with local singing teacher Douglas Buxton. In 1 year, 1960, she won the Guild's Cleveland Medal and the Blackpool Rose Bowl. She went on to study at the Birmingham School of Music before being offered a place in the English Arts for All England Tour of 1963. Major roles followed. At Glyndebourne, she understudied Montserrat Caballé, who many will know for her extraordinary duet with Freddie Mercury in Barcelona. With English National Opera, Margaret started a close working relationship with Wagner. She enjoyed a close association with Wagner's works. Performing in the Ring cycle, the role of Brunhilde was included in her repertoire. In the 80s, she performed in Verdi's Requiem. She sang Miss Jessel in Bryden's adaptation of Turn of the Screw. She finally retired from singing in 1994 after a performance at the Erin Arts Centre, living here with her husband, baritone Philip Summerscales. She was a highly respected member of the Manx music fraternity, becoming a patron of the Manin International Opera Festival.
Manx Radio Sport.
Vastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Vastamai, good evening. Starting with motorsport, a Manx motorcycle racer, Nathan Harrison, will return to the Northwest 200 later this year. The 25-year-old will compete alongside John McGuinness and Dean Harrison for Honda Racing UK in a three-strong lineup at the meeting, taking place this year from the 6th to the 11th of May. Nathan represented the outfit at last year's event. However, a crash in the opening Superstock race resulted in him suffering a broken wrist and collarbone. Consequently, he was ruled out of the rest of that event, as well as the 2023 Isle of Man TT races a few weeks later. Elsewhere in motorsport, entries have now opened for the 2024 Southern 100 Road Races. This year's meeting on the Balaun course is scheduled to take place from the 8th to the 11th of July. Entries will close on Friday the 31st of May. In football now, and Braddon have been crowned this year's Isle of Man Under 18 League champions after a crucial 4-0 win over fellow title contenders Corinthians last night. In Wednesday evening's showdown at the Bowl, both sides had a chance to clinch the silverware, with Braddon needing just a draw whilst Corinthians needed to take a victory. Braddon led at half-time through a Ryan Edwards strike, before hitting three in the second period through Lex Mady, a Dan Kinray penalty and Harley Jackson. Along with securing the league title, Braddon also finished the season with an unbeaten record over their seven games of 6 wins and 1 draw. And finally in cricket, and Crosby Cricket Club's maiden European Cricket League campaign has closed on a positive note after a narrow victory over Donnerstadt last night, winning the toss and choosing to bat first at Kartama Oval in Malaga. The prominent batting displays from Crosby came through a combined 72 runs from Carl Hartman and George Burrows, on the way to setting a target of 114 for 5 to beat. Some consistent Crosby bowling after that saw Rich Tarr, Chris Langford, George Newton and Edward Walker all take 2 wickets each, as the Manx side went on to dramatically beat their Austrian opponents by 1 run. The Ireland team ends its time in Group F with a record of 1 win and 3 defeats.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5:25 Loganair from Manchester came in a quarter of an hour early. Next, it's the 5:08 Loganair returning patient transfer plane from Liverpool on time. And the 8 o'clock Loganair from London City showing on time. Outbound, the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool on time. And on the roads, temporary lights on Governor's Road at Blackberry Lane and Cork Hills roundabout for patching work. Look out, the St Jude's Road's closed for resurfacing between Sulby Bridge and St Jude's. And temporary lights on Lazare Road near Sulby at Kerran Moor for work on the pavements. Between Croncavoddy and Bagarrow, there are lights on the TT course near Handley's Corner. And Craignabar to Hillbury's got temporary lights on the TT course and a 40-mile-an-hour limit. Look out for that road traffic collision this evening in St Mark's, by the way. Hillside Avenue, Douglas closed for adjacent office window replacement through to Circular Road, and a section of Switzerland Road closed till November for construction work. Temporary lights on Brighton Terrace at the Mount Bradder Junction for gas main replacement. Phase closures on the Starview Road for water main work. At the Ballachilferrick Road in Colby's got phase closures for water main work. And water main laying between the Cronk and Sandygate, some lights there. Water main work on Cian Drogheda Road and also on the Ballaliah Road south of Kirkmichael. The matrix signs to the mountain from Hillbury, Sulby, Bagarrow and Ramsey are showing fog on the mountain road and advising you to use headlights.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
The Chief Minister's on something of a U-turn over the publication of a report into whether the Health and Social Care Minister breached the ministerial code. Here's Tessa Hawley.
Laurie Hooper was cleared of any breaches after complaints were made against him last year in relation to conduct shown towards the Health Services Consultative Committee. In the House of Keys this week, Alfred Cannon said he doubted the value of publishing the document and told MHKs, including his former Education Minister Julie Edge, to use the Freedom of Information process if they wanted access to it.
Just to gain public confidence around truly professionals that are working on an independent board for the Isle of Man government, will he publish the report instead of saying it can be applied for through an FOI? Just publish it, Chief Minister.
Well, I think the Honourable Member will understand that the conducts required when investigating are significant, particularly when witnesses are giving evidence. And as a champion of the whistleblowing codes and the requirements for people to be able to conduct themselves anonymously, I'm sure she would not want independent witnesses thrust into the public spotlight on a named basis with their evidence under full public scrutiny, because what message would that send out to other people who are required to contribute delicate, sensitive investigations? The level of redactions would be so significant the report would be unintelligible. If people wish to see that report, then by all means they can apply for it through Freedom of Information.
Despite those protests late last night, Alfred Cannon appeared to relent, confirming that the report will now be published in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, and personal data that has been provided by witnesses will be redacted to protect their privacy.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
Video doorbells are increasingly important to the Isle of Man's police while investigating serious crimes. So say the Isle of Man Constabulary after the Information Commissioner recently issued guidance on registering such devices if they record outside the curtilage, the boundary of your property. That story from Sian Cowper.
In the House of Keys this week, some members expressed concern that the Information Commissioner's recent reminder about registering video doorbells in some circumstances could put Manx residents off providing footage to the police in case they face a fine. In response, the Isle of Man Constabulary has told Manx Radio CCTV footage and recordings from home security systems, such as Ring doorbells, are of increasing importance to the Constabulary. This material is often obtained by house-to-house inquiries during serious crime investigations. It would be a matter of concern if members of the public were unwilling to share such material with police for any reason. The Constabulary understands that the Information Commissioner has recently clarified guidance around data processing registration requirements for operators of home security systems. Most domestic systems of this kind are exempt. The ICO's guidance issued in February warned those who need to register but fail to do so could face a £10,000 fine. Only 7 properties have since had to register, and the ICO says it would first look to find a resolution before enforcing a financial penalty. Those who are unsure whether they need to register can find more details at inforights.im.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Chanel Soku. And producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6 in the archive with Judith Lay, an Update returns tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT.